I figure that most of the people you meet with, J.E., are in the military. That may surprise people because I have a feeling there's a general myth out there that anyone who wants to get out of the military, it's a scam. They had their bread buttered and now they're just getting out because they don't want to do the real work. Have you had that impression? Are there scammers who come through your door you talk to? Or maybe that just isn't a judgment you're prepared to make? Or is the judgment that society sometimes puts on people who come to a clearness that military is the wrong place for them to be, religiously, spiritually, is that what is most often wrong?
I'm enough of a realist that I would never say that, no, there's never been a scammer who just decided he wanted to make more money, I mean, someplace else, or he didn't want to do the dirty work or whatever. I mean, that certainly, we had somebody come into our door and file a conscientious objector application, and I read it, and it seemed pretty good, and I turned to my colleague, and I said, read this application, it's really a good one. He read it, and he said, yeah, I've read it before. He's copied so-and-so's conscientious objector application. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt and wrote him a note saying, you know, you need to have your conscientious objector application in your own words. He sent it back and he like changed three words, at which point we wrote him a note saying, you know, we're not going to help somebody lie to get out. That's not what we're about. We're about people who we, to the best of our ability, tell has really had a change of heart. And so we refuse to help him. I'm often asked if we've ever refused people, and it didn't happen often because mostly we're willing to give people a benefit of the doubt, because even if sometimes they can't articulate what they've been going through. I mean, I talked to a well-known cartoonist who was a conscientious objector in Vietnam, and I asked him to tell his story for the center's newsletter, and he said, that's a very personal story. And it is. It's a very hard story to tell because you're not just talking about, you know, I went down this road and I did this and I did that. You're talking about your guts. You're talking about your soul. You're talking about the essence of you. And sometimes it's so hard that I can think of a couple of guys that I helped with their CO applications. And their applications were okay, but it was only like 2 years after they had gotten out of the military and I had known them and continued to work with them or socialized or whatever with them for 2 more years that I heard the real story. The story that they couldn't bear to write down, the story they couldn't bear to tell about the damaging things they had seen and done, that they couldn't bear to share us. It took them years after. So their initial application might have seemed, you know, it was a good application. It was clear the guy had had a change of heart. But it was also clear something, there was more there to it. And it was just a description of, I went to this place and while there, it changed me. But never a real discussion of what it was that he saw or felt precisely. Just that, you know, I saw things that I thought were evil and it changed my heart and I came back and I started writing my CO application. And then like I said, it took 2 years of healing after they got out to come to the point of saying the evil they saw.